Okay, so yesterday we started the sugya of the relationship between Tevel and Truma. Again, I'm starting a little early today because I have to leave just a few minutes early. So I wanted to go through a little bit of Rav Yosef Engel's piece in Asvanda Araisa on the relationship between Tevel and Truma. And he starts out taking one angle. Remember we pointed out yesterday three possibilities. One possibility is that the most Pasha possibility, that the Isra of Tevel and the Isra of Truma have absolutely nothing to do with each other. There's an Isra of Tevel, you have untithed produce that's already nigmar malachta, that's already fully processed. So stam, that's tevel, that's one iser. And then once you're mafresh shuman, you give that to the kohen. That's a new iser called shuman. They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. It happens to be yichayv misa b'dei shemayim for both of them, but they're two separate iser. For example, there's an iser to eat truma b'tumas haguf specifically. By tevel, it doesn't make a difference if you're tamei tahor or whatever. It's an iser to eat tevel across the board, no din of tumah. There's a mitzvah of shmartim is mishmarti. There's a mitzvah of being of protecting truma from tumah. There's no such mitzvah by tevel of protecting tevel from tumah. There are all sorts of halachas that only apply to truma and don't apply to tevel, or only apply to tevel, don't apply to truma. So the most pashut way of understanding it is they're two totally separate surim, and they've got absolutely nothing to do with each other. A second possibility is that they have a lot to do with each other, in that the whole isser of truma is only a continuation of the isser of tevel. Meaning tevel is usser, and the reason truma is usser for anyone but a kohen is that the isser of tevel is said to continue after your mafresh truma. The rest of the produce now has the isser of tevel lifted from it, but the isser of tevel continues in that truma, is just limited to someone who's not a kohen. And third possibility is that they're related to each other, but not in that direction, that the isser of tevel just continues in the truma, but rather that the real isser is the isser of truma. And the problem with tevel is that tevel has truma mu'urav bo. Any tevel that you have, by definition, has some truma in that mixture, some truma mixed in. So take a look at Rav Yosef Engel, Asfanda Araisa. There should have been enough copies to go around. I don't know where, I don't see them on my standard, but okay, if you take a look in the Asfanda Araisa. So says Rav Yosef Engel, Nista Pakti, I wasn't sure. Had the truma asur lazar, this din that truma is asur for an ongoing. Imu iser chadash and eschadesh alidei afrasha? Is this a brand new iser that's created when you're mafresh truma? Now you have a new iser called truma? Odilma inyano she iser tevel shabo b'mekamo amed? Or maybe no. Maybe the iser tevel remains where it always was. Sha truma itira iser tevel shabo achle kohen avalolazar. Maybe when you're mafresh truma, the iser tevel becomes mutter for a kohen, but only for a kohen, and not for a zar. The iser tevel remains intact. Viteda, and the raya that they would be the same, the raya that there would be a relationship between the two isurim, is sharei onsham shava. Sha'onesh tevel u'bimisa b'dei shemayim, chayin truma onsham misa b'dei shemayim. The onesh for both tevel and truma is misa b'dei shemayim. So is that a coincidence? So that's the raya that they must be the same. Now, as far as rayas go, is that a strong, weak, or extremely weak raya? I should say, average, strong, or weak. Let's put it that way. Is that an average, strong, or weak raya? The fact that they're both chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, so it must be that they're associated with each other. Very weak. Why is it very weak? Because there are only a finite number of onshim that the Torah has. Right? There are only, let's say, I don't know, pick a number, 20 different onshim that we could possibly have, and that's probably less than that. You know, of all the different misos and kares and misa b'dei shemayim and mamon and knas and whatever the different punishments that we have. There aren't that many. There's like, there aren't too many of them. So obviously there are going to be many averos that have the same misa, that have the same punishment. Does that mean that every avera that has the same punishment is in some way thematically linked, or in some way is somehow the same iser? Very, very difficult to say that. You can't even say that everything chayiv skila for is automatically the same iser. Everything chayiv karis for is the same iser. So very shver to say that because they both happen to be misa b'nei shemayim, oh, it must be that they're the same iser. Al kein nirak tzas mizeh, she iser truma lazar, humitam tevel. So it's nirak tzas. That's why he throws in the word tzas, because he says it just gives you like a little bit of an inclination that maybe there's something going on here, that maybe the two are connected. But he says, I found four rayas that in fact they are connected. He actually has more than four, but we'll start with four rayas. He has five or six rayas that they're connected. But let's go through the rayas and we'll see how strong each raya is. First, he says there is a Tosos of Maseches Yevamos of Samach Vavam Beis. The Gemara over there says that Truma, we know, what's the Yisur of Truma? The Yisur of Truma for a non-Kohen is a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. Is a non-Kohen allowed to get Hana'a from Truma? So the Halach is yes, one is allowed to get Hana'a from Truma. How would a non-Kohen get Hana'a from Truma? How does he have Truma? So let's say, what? He's even allowed to eat Truma. Slave of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Kohen is allowed to feed Truma to his whole household. So let's say like the following. Yeah, let's say you have a Yisrael whose grandfather is a Kohen, his mother's father is a Kohen, his mother's a Bas Kohen, and the grandfather dies, and the grandfather decided to leave all of his Yerusha to this grandson. So the grandfather had a whole cabinet full of Truma foods in his house. So with this whole cabinet full of Truma foods in his house, he left it to the grandson. So now is the grandson allowed to eat it? No, because it's Truma, he's not allowed to eat it. But maybe he could sell it. Let him sell it to Kohanim and he'll make some money off of it. So that he's allowed to do. He's allowed to get Hana'a from Truma. However, the Gemara over there says, that Truma is also Lazar Bahana'a Shal Kilui. What's Hana'a Shal Kilui? There are two ways I can get Hana'a from something. Let's say I have a baseball bat. So one way I can get Hana'a from a baseball, it's almost baseball season. So one way I get Hana'a from a baseball bat is I can use the baseball bat to, I can't use it to hit line drives. My son's a good hitter. He could use the baseball bat. You gotta start him, right? He could use the baseball bat to, his coaches, right? He could use the baseball bat to hit line drives all over the field. And that's he's getting enough from it. Now the baseball bat will remain the same baseball bat no matter how many times he does that. He's not going to break any bats. He's going to continue to use the bat in normal. Or I could use a baseball bat, let's say a wooden bat, and I'll use it for firewood. And I'm getting enough from the baseball bat because I'm warming myself by the fire. I'm roasting marshmallows on the fire. For me, that would be a better use of a baseball bat because I couldn't produce line drives with the baseball bat anyway. So I could use it for firewood. So, but those are two very different types of enough. The guy who's hitting the line drives with the baseball bat's still the same afterwards. He got enough from it, but it still remains intact. The hana'a that I'm getting from it is I'm destroying it as I'm getting hana'a from it. I'm using it up as I get hana'a from it. So a zar is allowed to get hana'a from truma, but not the hana'a shal kiloi, not hana'a in a way where the item's getting used up and it's getting ruined and destroyed as it's being used. That a zar is not allowed to do. So says Tosus over there, why? Shehu mishum di iser tevel ba'ana'a shal kiloi, yalfinim parak sheni de Shabbos mikra'i, that since the Gemara derives in the second parak of Shabbos from Psukim, that you're not allowed to get Hana'a Shel Kiloi from Tevel, you're also not allowed to use up Tevel while you're getting Hana'a from it. V'kiyechi di'alfin on lesser Tevel ba'Hana'a Shel Kiloi. And just like we aser Tevel with Hana'a Shel Kiloi, so says Tosus, it stands to reason that if there's Nisra Hana'a Shel Kiloi from Tevel, hachanami yalfin on lesser Zubit Truma. You're going to say that the same issue should exist by Truma. Dimishas harama lohutra elo lekohanim avalo liYisrael. And there's the key line. Why does it stand to reason that just because you have an Isra Hana'a of using up Tevel, that same issue should apply to Truma? Because every Truma used to be Tevel. And when you were Mafresh Truma, and you turned it from Tevel to Truma, all you did was you made it mutter for a Kohen. Avalol Yisrael, but as far as the Yisrael's relationship with it, nothing changed as far as the Yisrael's relationship with it. The same way the Yisrael was not allowed to eat it before, he's not allowed to eat it now. And therefore, the same way the Yisrael was not allowed to get Hana'a Shel Kiloi from it before, he's not allowed to get Hana'a Shel Kiloi from it now. He's not allowed to use it up now. It's only vis-a-vis a Kohen that Hafrasha changes the status of the item from Tevel to Truma. Why? Because when it was Tevel, the Kohen was not allowed to eat it. Now the Kohen is allowed to eat it. So says Rav Yosef Engel, what you see from here is that clearly Tosos is linking the Yisra of Tevel with the Yisra of Truma. And therefore, Tosos assumes as a davar pashut that if there's an iser for a non-Kohen to get a noah shel kilui from Tevel, that iser must remain when it becomes truma. Hareza mefurish kidvareinu anal. He says, therefore, you see, it's mefurish, like I said, that truma is a function of the iser of Tevel. Every raya you got to look at, you got to say, okay, good raya, bad raya, somewhere in between. What is this? Is this a strong raya? Is there any way you can challenge this raya? Is this mukhrach? Do you say, oh, that's a raya shein lalav tshuva? It must be that the whole Isser Truma is an extension of the Isser Tevel. How else can this Tosfos make any sense? Or do you say that, no, maybe there's something to challenge this Tosfos with? What do you, to challenge this raya from Tosfos with? What do you think? So the easy answer is, well, he's Rav Yosef Engel. He thought it was a good raya, you know, so who am I? So it's got to be a good raya. That's certainly the easier way to take it. You know, why, if he thought it was a good raya, it must be a good raya. Now, what Tosos might be saying, you see, the lashon that Tosos uses at the end is very challenging, meaning it makes it a very strong raya. Lohutra elu lekohanim, mishas harama, demishas harama lohutra elu lekohanim, avaloli Yisrael. That what Tosos apparently is assuming is that being mafresh truma is not creating a new status. It's a matir. Being mafresh truma takes something that was prohibited and makes it permitted, but only for Kohanim. For everybody else, it has to stay exactly the same. That's what he's assuming. One could argue, though, that that's not what he means. One could argue that what Tosfos means is that we find that the Isser of Truma for a non-Kohen is a very severe Isser. And the Isser of Tevel for a non-Kohen is a severe Isser. The Isser of Truma, though, is no less severe an Isser than the Isser of Tevel. Let me explain. One might have thought that the Isser of Tevel, that's a big Avera. You know how I know it's a big Avera? It's an Avera for everybody. No one's allowed to eat Tevel. Truma, not such a serious Avera. Why not? Because, you know, like 20%, how many, what percentage are Kohanim? 15% of Jews, 10% of Jews are allowed to eat it. So it must not be that big of an Avera. It's mutter for some people. One might have thought that therefore the Yisr of Truma, not such a bad Avera. Not such a serious Avera. And therefore, while Tevel may have an Isra Anah Shel Kiloi, maybe Truma doesn't have an Isra Anah Shel Kiloi. Maybe Truma is a less severe Avera. It's only an Isra to eat it, but not an Isra of Anah Shel Kiloi. Maybe what Tosfos is suggesting is not that the Isra of Truma is a continuation of the Isra of Tevel, but that as far as the Yisrael is concerned, Truma's every bit as severe an Isser as the Isser of Tevel is. That when Tosfos says, Mishas harama lo hutra elo lekohanim avlo liYisrael, what he means to say is that the fact that it becomes mutter for Kohanim is not a reflection of the overall strictness of this Isser of Truma. It's just telling us that for Kohanim it's mutter, but for the Yisrael it's every bit as strict now as it was when it was Tevel. Not because it's the same Isser. It doesn't have to be the same Isser. To say it's the same Isser is too big of a chiddush. It's a different Isser. They're two different psukim in the Torah about Tevel and about Truma. But he's just saying that the Isurim of Tevel should still apply to Truma as well, because we don't find anywhere that Truma is a less severe Isser for Yisrael than Tevel is for Yisrael. So it's mistaver to say that if there's an Isser Anoshel Kiloi for Yisrael and Tevel, there's an Isser Anoshel Kiloi for Truma. Adraba, we find that the Isser of Truma is a greater Isser on a certain level for Yisrael. Then the Isser of Truma is a greater Isser on a certain level than Tevel is. Yisrael has an obligation to protect the Tahara of Truma. Make sure that nothing Tame comes in contact with it. You don't have that obligation when it comes to Tevel. So maybe it's even more severe. So he might not be saying necessarily that it's same issur. It's not mefurash in Tosfos that it's same issur. I mean, I hear the raya. He certainly, it sounds that way from the lashon of Tosfos. But one could argue that he's just talking about the relative severity of the Yisurim and not the identity of the Yisurim. That both Yisurim are necessarily the same Isur. So that's Raya number one. Raya number two, he has the Gemara, it's in a footnote in the Kuntra Zachron, he brings Raya number two. Raya number two is the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim refers to Truma as being Lo Hutar Michlala. Lo Hutar Michlala means that there is this rule that Truma is Aser, and there's no heter for it. It just doesn't, that Iser never becomes Mutter for anybody. So he says, if you're going to say the Iser Truma is Mitam Tevel, that the Tevel becomes Mutter to the Kohen, not to the Zar, then it should be Hutar Michlala, the fact that it becomes Mutter to the Kohen. Because regular Tevel is Aser to a Kohen. But if you say that Truma is an Iser Chadash, is a brand new Iser, so then you could say it's Lo Hutar Michlala. So this is a Raya in the opposite direction, actually. Right? Raya number two is that Tevel cannot be related, Truma cannot be related to Tevel. Why? Because the Gemara refers to Truma as something that's Lo Hutar Michlala. Truma is an Iser, it's set in stone, it's ironclad. We never make the Isra of Truma Mutter. But if Truma is just an extension of the Isra of Tevel, sure we do make it Mutter. We make it Mutter for Kohanim Tid once you designate it as Truma. If it's all the same Isra, Tevel, Truma, so once you designate part of your Tevel as Truma, it now becomes Mutter to the Kohen. That Isra now becomes Mutter to some people. So that would be called Hutter Michlalo. Elamai, the fact that the Gemara says that Tevel is, that Truma is not Hutar Michlala, that there's never an exception, that the Isra of Truma is never lifted, it's never lighter, it's never something that becomes Mutter for anybody, that leads you to believe that the Isra of Tevel and the Isra of Truma are two totally separate Isra. That's Raya number two. That seems to be a pretty strong Raya. No? Is there any way to reject that Raya? Gotta take each one, each Raya. Again, the Raya is that the Gemara refers to Truma as something that's not Hutar Michlala. It never has a heter. It's an Isser without exception. There are no exceptions to this Isser. Truma is Usser for anyone who's not a Kohen. No exceptions. So what's the Raya? If the Isser of Truma is just an Isser of Tevel, it's the same thing as the Isser of Tevel. What do you mean no exceptions? The Isser started out as an Isser of Tevel, which was Isser for everybody. And now you're Mafresh Truma, and now all of a sudden, it becomes Mutter to 15% of the Jewish people. To all the Kohanim. Isn't that Hutar Michlalo? So it must be that the Gemara is assuming that the Isser of Truma is not a continuation of the Isser of Tevel. It's a totally separate Isser from the Isser of Tevel. And the Isser of Truma is never Hutar Michlalo. You're right. If it were one big Isser, then that's a major exception. That once your Mafresh Truma, now becomes Mutter. But it's not one big Isser. It must be that they're two independent Isurim. And once you're Koreshem Truma on something, you identify something as Truma, there are no exceptions. You could argue with that, Raya, though. And you could argue, no, the Gemara never said that Tevel is an Isser with no exceptions. The Gemara said Truma is an Isser with no exceptions. So it could very well be that the Isser of Truma is Mitam, remnants of the Isser of Tevel. But once it becomes Truma, and it has now become an Isser for 85% of the Jewish people, there will be no exceptions to that Isser. Once you have a Shem Truma, there are no further exceptions. Had the Gemara said that Tevel is not Hutar Michlalo, so that would be a good Raya. That it must be that it's a separate Inyan from Truma. But the Gemara didn't say that. And the Gemara couldn't say that because it's not true about Tevel. Tevel becomes Mutar for everybody once you mafresh Truma. The rest of the produce that's not the Truma becomes mutter for the whole, for everybody. But the Gemara says truma is not hutar michlala. Well, maybe it just means mishas haramaso. From the time you call it truma, from then on, it's not hutar michlala. So I'm not sold on that raya either. Again, I hear the raya, but not totally sold on that raya either. Raya number three. Yerushalmi in Shabbos has a machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara. I actually conveniently numbered the rayos for you here in the sources over here. So raya number three. A machlokas Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara. A zar shashimesh b'Shabbos. What does it mean, a zar shashimesh? First, what's a zar? Someone who's not a Kohen. Shashimesh b'Shabbos. Did what? Served. He did avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So there's two problems with that. First of all, he is not a Kohen. He's not allowed to do avoda. And second of all, most avoda involves chil Shabbos. So a Kohen's allowed to do that because it's docha Shabbos. But if your avoda is not going to be kosher, then you're stopping mechal Shabbos. So whatever, he had a bet with someone. He wanted to win the Avera contest. He wanted to see, can he get away with doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, where it will be Mechal Shabbos, a Zar doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Balls in your court. Top that. So he did this Avera. So how many Malkias do you get? So Rabbi Chiya says, Chayiv Shtayim. Chayiv twice. Tishabbos L'kol Ne'esra. Shabbos is an Isser for everybody. Ukeshehutra b'migdash hutra ach lekohanim v'lo lezarim. And even though we're matir chil Shabbos for avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's only if you are a Kohen. One second. But Bar Kappara says, no. If you're doing avoda, it's not called chil Shabbos. And therefore your only Isser is, what's his only Isser then? He's a Zar. He's a Zar doing the Avodah, he's not a Kohen. And that's the Machlokas in the Bavli as well. But the Yerushalmi adds one more detail. The Yerushalmi adds that Rabbi Chiya said to Bar Kappara, he said as follows. In trying to prove his point that you should be Chayiv Shtayim, he says, Hare Tevel ad shelo nitkan asur lazeh vilazeh. Tevel, before you ever take Trumas and Maisos from it, is usher for a Kohen and for Yisrael. Misha nitkan, but once you mafresh Trumas and Maisos, asul lezarim umutter lekohanim. It remains asul lezarim, but becomes mutter to Kohanim. So you see that you don't say that when something becomes mutter, it's lekol hutra. That just because something becomes mutter for everybody. You, Bar Kappara, want to say that when Avoda becomes mutter on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes mutter for everybody, and even Yisrael is not called a Mechal Shabbos when he's doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Look at Tevel! Sometimes you can have a heter will be Chal, and will only be Chal on a segment of the community. It won't be Chal on everybody. So the heter of Tevel is only Chal on the Kohanim. He says, no, that's different. The Isser of Truma to Azar is a new Isser. When the Isser of Tevel became Mutter, says Bar Kappara, it became Mutter for everybody. You know why Azar is not allowed to eat Truma? It's a new Isser. It's an Isser called Truma. So what do you see? This is even better than a Raya in one direction or the other. What's this a Raya to? That Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara argued about this very issue. How does Tevel work? According to Rabbi Chiya, when you're mafresh truma from Tevel, what happens? It becomes mutter to a Kohen, but remains usher to a Zar. Which means that the Isser Truma is just a continuation of the Isser Tevel. According to Bar Kappara, no. When you're mafresh truma, the Isser Tevel goes away from the Kohen, and it goes away from the Zar, l'kol utra. Because mutter for everybody. Why is the Zar not allowed to eat it? It's a new Isser. It's an Isser called truma. So you see, Rabbi Chiya holds it's a continuation, and Bar Kappara holds it, they're two separate Isurim. Question? What? Chil Shabbos. let's assume he's. Why don't we say Kamei B'Drabminei? We should only give him one onesh. What's the chiyuv for a zar doing avoda? Is also chiyuv misa? I don't know. I'm not sure. Right. Well, okay, but let's say he did it b'shogeg, right? So then it would be a chatas. Right? You'd have to bring a karban. So maybe the question, two karbanos or one karban, maybe that's the machlokas.
It says lashes?
I may have said that, but I don't know if it said that. that may have been my... Just says Chayiv Shtayim, probably means two karbanos. That was probably my mistake. Good catch. Yeah, it probably means two karbanos. Zar doing the avodah? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Probably Karis. I'm not sure. Chatos. I mean, that's the question. If he did a b'shogeg, so he'd be chayv a chatos for each of them. So that's probably what it is. It's probably about whether he's chayv two chatos or not chayv two chatos. Yeah, karbon chatos. Two karbonos or one karbon. That's the machlokas. If you hold that he's in violation of only Zar doing the avodah, then it's one chatos. If you hold that he's also in violation of Chil Shabbos, so it's two karbonos chatos. That probably means karbonos. Is that a good raya that that's necessarily the Nukudas HaMachlokas? So the simple way, if you don't want to hold of this whole discussion, the simple way to reject that raya is say, yeah, that hemshech of the conversation where they make this point about Tevel appears in the Yerushalmi and does not appear in the Bavli. So sometimes when something appears in the Yerushalmi and not in the Bavli, you say, okay, it's just an addition, you know, and that's also authoritative. When it's machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, you know, you go with the Bavli. But sometimes, some of it's machlokas achronim, actually, how we view things that appear in the Yerushalmi don't appear in the Bavli. Do we assume that a dafka doesn't appear in the Bavli? Or that it just happens to not appear in the Bavli? Meaning, did the Bavli purposely leave out this conversation? Or is it, no, this is just a hemshech of the conversation that appears in the Yerushalmi, but it doesn't appear in the Bavli, don't read too much into it. So if you understand that the Bavli purposely left out this conversation, so you can say this whole conversation is not nogeya to us. Because we pass like the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't think this is at all part of the conversation. But Pashtus is, when something appears in the Yerushalmi and does not appear in the Bavli, that it is authoritative and it does mean something. And it does seem to at least give us a svara, give us at least an indication that there is such a svara. So is there any other way to understand this machlokas other than that, than the continuation of the Isser? Over here, this is the first time where it's not just talking about Tevel, but it's comparing it to a different halacha. It's hard. It's hard to find a model that you can compare Tevel to. Because what Tevel does is, it clearly has two steps. There's the stage where it's Tevel, you do a mitzvah, now it takes on a new shame called Truma. You don't have that by too many other Isurim. So he's creating a model over here. He's saying, we have an Isur called Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos becomes Mutter for Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, in doing their Avodah. The question is, how does it become mutter? Is it that we say that it's the makom, in that makom there is no such thing as Chil Shabbos? Those activities in that place are simply not Chil Shabbos for anybody? Or are we saying, no, when doing this mitzvah overrides Shabbos. The Tzar is never doing this mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah for him. Memela doesn't override Shabbos and he still has Chil Shabbos. L'chorah, it's a difficult comparison to Tevel. See, by Tevel we're not talking about overriding an Isser. We're not talking about being matir an Isser. Meaning, how do you understand? It almost seems like what we're saying with Truma is, a Kohen, when a Kohen needs Truma, it's just stam like a Kohen having anything, like Kohen eating anything. He eats Truma, he eats any other sandwich, the same thing. No, when a Kohen needs Truma, it's a mitzvah. He's pulling a mitzvah by eating truma. So, it's hard to say that the Isser of Tevel is still there, but his mitzvah of achilas truma is overriding his isra of tevel. I mean, that's what happens in the Beis Hamikdash, right? There's an isra of chil Shabbos, but the mitzvah of avodah overrides the chil Shabbos. Is that the understanding of tevel and truma also? That's quite a chiddush, no? I mean, if you really take this logic to its natural conclusion, that Shroom is a continuation of Tevel, what you're saying is that the Yisr of Tevel remains, but the Kohen's mitzvah of Achilas Shroom overrides the Yisr of Achilas Tevel. It would turn out, let's say the Kohen doesn't have a mitzvah of Achilas Shroom. Let's say the Kohen were to eat the Truma while he's Tameh. So it's not a mitzvah to eat it while he's Tameh. Not only is he not a mitzvah to eat it while he's Tameh, it's aser for him to eat it while he's Tameh. Does he also violate the Yisrael of eating Tevel then? No, right? So it's hard to say that it's a real comparison to the Beis HaMikdash case. Beis HaMikdash case, there's a mitzvah to do avodah. There's definitely an Yisrael called Chil Shabbos. The mitzvah overrides the Yisrael. So over here we're saying for the Kohen, he has a mitzvah to eat Truma, there's a mitzvah to eat Tevel, so the mitzvah overrides the Yisrael. Is that really how it works? That's quite a chiddush. Question? Someone had a question? Yeah?
I think it's a bad example for us. So in the case of this thing, it would be better compared to just Truma in general, that Truma is also the evil. But if you're a Kohen, you're able to eat.
So if you're a Kohen, you're right. I mean, you just talk. The reason it doesn't give the direct comparison to Truma is because Chil Shabbos is usher for a Kohen also, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So we want to come up with something that was once usher even for the Kohen, and then becomes mutter for the Kohen, and, you know, figure out, does the old Isser go away for the Yisrael also? So that's why we don't give the direct comparison to Truma. Okay, that's Raya number 3. Again, take it or leave it. Raya number 4... says Rav Yosef Engel, one of his Talmidim showed him a raya. It is a raya from a Lashon in a Rishon that I think is pretty spectacular. He says, Echon mi Talmidai heir bazeh, mishas nidarim daf yudbez amir aleph. So one of his Talmidim, he says, came up with the following raya from a Gemara nidarim daf yudbez. Deka amar, the Gemara says, Di im nadar vihitvis bechalas aron ubitrumaso, Mutter mishum davi matvis b'davar asav lo b'davar another. To have any possible chance of understanding what that means, you need to have learnt nedarim. Did anyone here ever happen to have learnt nedarim in their lives? You learnt nedarim, okay? Do you know what it means? Anyway, okay. Yeah, you have to. Yes, I'm 11. News. What do you say? So, what does it mean to be matvis b'davar another v'lo b'davar asav? See, the advantage with asking Rabbi Levin is not only did he learn it, he always just learned it. No matter what it is, he always just learned it. Yeah.
You take an edel and have puzzle that you can't do something that was always asked
for you. So what's a neder about fasa? Nu, let's educate the audience who didn't learn the darim.
This should be
asked for you like... Yezeh kazeh. This watch should be just like that ham sandwich. Good, yeah?
So it can't be double asr. Something that always asr would be like
a ham sandwich, right?
Carbon.
Good. If I designated an animal as a carbon and therefore it now became asr banot to me, so I can say this watch should be like that cow. But if I just have something that's asr to me because it's always asr, like a ham sandwich, I can't say that this watch should be like that ham sandwich. Right? It's not chal. The nether's not chal. This watch remains mutter if I say it should be like a ham sandwich. The whole nether's not chal. What if I say that it should be like truma? So the Gemara over there says that if you're hitvis bechalas aron, or chala has a din of truma, or betrumaso, mutter. Because in the nether is not chal. You are tovis b'davara asr. Truma is a davara asr, it's not a davara nadur. So I asked the Rosh, why is truma a davara asr, not a davara nadur? What makes the carbon different than the ham sandwich? What makes the carbon different than the ham sandwich? What made the carbon asr to me in the first place? I made it asr to me by making it a carbon. What made the ham sandwich asr to me in the first place? Hashem made it asr. What makes Truma Asur to me? Isn't it me? Was Tevel, I designated, I separated this food as Truma. Why is that any different than the Karban? Why should Truma have the status of the ham sandwich and not the status, if I'm not a Kohen, and not the status of the Karban? Just like when I designate something as a Karban, it now is really, really Asur to me, but I made it Asur to me. So it's a davar anadur. Truma also. I designate the truma. I made it asur to me by designating the truma. So it should be a davar anadur. Says the Tosas Arash. Says the Rush. The avagav de mitzri al yidei piv. Even though you're right, it is your own mouth that made it asur. Lo havi davar anadur. It's not considered a davar anadur. Why not? Dahamei karanami hu asur mishum tevel. Originally it was also asur mishum tevel. Upivlo asar elahitir shahotzi ashirayim ide tevel. When you designate part of your produce as truma, you're not making an iser. You're not designating the section of truma as iser. It always was aser. What are you doing? You're being matir everything else. You're being matir whatever is not being called truma. You're taking everything that's not being called Truma and turning it from Tevel into Heter Gamur. So you see clearly that the Rush seems to be assuming that Truma is a Hemsheikh, is a continuation of the Yisr of Tevel. Because you're not creating any Yisr when you call it Truma. You're not making a new Yisr. It's just the Yisr of Tevel being Matir. Now wait a second. Maybe all the Rush means is that of course the Yisr of Truma is a new Yisr with its own rules and its own, but he just means to be saying that you're not taking something that was Mutter and making it Asr, you're taking something that was Asr and making it Asr. And maybe that's not called a Davar Anadur. Meaning, when you take something that's already Asr and you make it Asr, is that a Davar Anadur or a Davar Asr? So maybe you could argue that's a Davar Asr, it's not a Davar Anadur. That's not called that you're creating the Asr. Because you've taken something that was one Asr and made it into another Asr, but it always was Asr. No? But it's not the halacha that he's being medayik from, it's the lashon. Yeah, so he's trying to bring a raya that they're one and the same. But no, I'm arguing maybe they're separate, and he's just saying, what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could very well view this sugya and say that no, they're two separate isurim. But you're transferring from isur number one to isur number two is not called being matvis, being noder on something. It's not called creating a new isur when you transfer from isur number one to isur number two. You could very well argue that way, but he's medayik. I think he's being medayik from the words that he's saying lo asar elihitir, that you're not making any isur, you're only making a heter shahotzi ashirayim midei tevel, that you're taking the shirayim out of tevel. Implication is, but the truma part, you're not taking out of tevel. That stays tevel. But he might not mean that. He might mean, but the truma part stays usser. The shirayim you've taken from being tevel to being nothing, to being fine, being chulin. But the truma part you took from being tevel to being truma. Mashalama davar doma. You want to have a comparison to this case? I would say it's the following. You shoot a live animal in the head and you kill it. What isur have you created? What isur have you created when you kill an animal without shechita? Nevela. It's now a nevela, right? It's asur to eat. Before you shot it, was it mutar to eat? What do you mean? Depends.
You can't eat
it. Why? Say it again. Because it was? What state was that? It was alive. It was Avram and Achai. It was an Isra of Avram and Achai. Now you killed it, you turned the Eiver Min HaChai into a Nevela. So does that mean Eiver Min HaChai and Nevela are the same Isser? No, they're not the same Isser. They're clearly two separate Isserim. Shouldn't say clearly. One could Pashtus is they're two separate Isserim. I mean, one could argue that Nevela means that the Isser of Eiver Min HaChai stays because... But that's a big chiddush. Pashtus is... Is it, but what I mean to ask you is this. Is a nevela davar asur or davar anadur? Meaning going back to the laws of nedarim. When I take a neder, if I say that this watch should be like nevela, is that a valid neder? Is nevela davar asur or davar anadur? I think kuli al malopligi is the classic example of a davar asur, that nevela is a davar asur. It's something that's always asur. But according to Rav Yosef Engel, what do you mean it's a davar asur? Previously, it wasn't Nevela. Previously, it was Eiver Min HaChai. And now, I've been matfis it as a Nevela by killing it. So didn't I create that Isser Nevela? So that's what I'm arguing. No, you didn't. Because by transferring from Isser A to Isser B doesn't make it a Davara Nadur. It's still a Davara Asur. Just because you transfer from Isser A to Isser B. That wouldn't turn it into a davar anadur. So I think his raya is not such a strong raya. So far the first four rayas I'm not sold. But his next ta'ara, I don't know how far you got in this, whatever. His next ta'ara about Tzvei Dinim and Truma, very, very critical. Tremendous, beautiful, important chiddush about Tzvei Dinim and Truma. Two dinim in Truma. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do that. Maybe we'll get to a little bit of some of the Rishonim also. But there's just so much here. It's such a rich piece. In the reverse of angle. I'm just going to have to leave. I'm supposed to meet my mother, and she's calling me already. So.